Hi, this is Jim Lanning at South Main Church of Christ here in New Lexington, Ohio. We're glad you're listening today, and we wanted to talk just a short while about Mother's Day. It's coming up, and mothers have been such an influence in society for us, and sometimes grandmothers. That family's been under attack here in our country for a couple generations, really, and mothers always come through for the families. So we want to honor them at this time, this being a national observance of the things that mothers do for families. I have Tom Shepherd, another elder here with us today, and also Ernie Starling. This is Jim Lanning. I'm going to ask Tom at this time, there is a section in Proverbs about a good wife, but that would also fit for a good mother. And we can turn that around, too, and take a good look at ourselves, the fathers as well in this. It's just good characteristics that a person should have. Tom, do you want to read that for us in Proverbs 31?
Yes. Proverbs 31 begins with verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and gives meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buys it. With the fruit of her hands she planted the vineyard. She girded her loins with strength, and strengthened her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes out, does not go out by night. She lays her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the staff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she maketh fine linen and sells it, and delivers girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household, and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceit, and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.
That's a wonderful verse even for anyone. And just that last thing, Tom, I thought that's important here. One who fears the Lord, that's what we all want to do. So these characteristics, we'll take a look at those, and I think that's so important. Many times talking with young people, and I'll hear phrases like this maybe when they're not talking to me about, oh, he has such beautiful blue eyes, or things like that, and it mentions here about beauty. And I do know that physical attraction is important, but where are you going to put that in the priority of all these characteristics? That's something for them to keep in mind, all of us to keep in mind, how important these characteristics are. Let me go down through some of the things that were mentioned in this verse very quickly, and then I'll ask each of you if you have anything to say about that. First of all, the worthy woman, a great value, a person that's like this, they're worth so much. Trustworthy. How important is it in a relationship to be trustworthy? Hardworking, works hard on everything they do. Generous to the poor. We've just been studying about James and how we should treat the poor, and this would be a person, this ideal wife or ideal woman, that is concerned about those that don't have enough. So that's important. Concern for family, that's mentioned in there, that they care about their family. How important is that, since we're approaching Mother's Day, about being concerned for your family, your kids, your husband? Optimistic, their outlook on life is optimistic, and that's a wonderful thing as well. And that spreads clear through the family, their attitude and their optimism. Kind. The Bible talks so much about being kind to one another and that love we should have for one another. Not lazy. A mother is up early in the mornings and late at night many times. Someone's sick, they're up all night. So many things that they do for a family. And worthy of praise from her family. Hopefully her family does that, sees the things she does, thanks them for it. So that's the list. And the last one we mentioned there first, one who fears the Lord. There is not much mentioned about physical attraction here in this. Like I said, it is important. You have to have that too in a marriage. But we have to remember the priority of these characteristics, how important they are, and it's godly wisdom. Tom, any of those that you want to speak about?
Yeah, I might add, Jim, that you said about fearing the Lord, and a good Christian woman would, and also a father, very important. And the verse says, in her tongue is the law of kindness. I think it's talking about a woman who, when she speaks good, kind words, and words that the Lord would want her to speak, fitly spoken. In Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11, the Bible says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. And I think that's kind of what's getting here. And she's a busy woman, not lazy, because it says she eats not the bread of idleness. And all this verses down through here is a woman that's a worker for her family and also for the Lord.
Yes, yes. Ernie, with a wife and three daughters that grew up there with you, I'm sure you have something to say about this.
I advise any young man today looking for a wife. Sometimes you don't really need to look for a wife. You need to look for a mother. And some people take this way to the other side, which that's wrong. But you need to find a woman who will be a good mother to your children. Most mothers are kind, they're good, they're encouraging, they have those encouraging words to their children, they worry about how they're going to grow up, what they're doing, how they're doing it. Mothers don't really, they don't punish us for the fun of it, they punish us for our own good, to keep us healthy, keep us out of trouble, and out of love is what they do this for. And we need to always, when we're looking at a woman, give her respect, because women,
amen,
if anyone has ever, mom has been sick and you've tried to do the laundry, do the cooking, and keep running after the kids,
right,
let me tell you, you'll work 10, 20 hours a week or day trying to get enough money to hire somebody to do this, because, I mean, it is hard, hard work. You just cannot keep up with it. Or I couldn't. A woman, a virtuous woman, is a ruby worth rubies. I mean, far beyond rubies.
Yes, very, I agree.
Very fitly spoken, Ernie.
I might add that a good woman is, well, there is not every woman's good in the world. There's bad moms, there's bad dads. But if you have a good dad and a good mom, you're blessed if they love the Lord, especially. I remember my mom, she was a good woman. My wife's a good woman. And also, her mom was a very good woman. It just, I miss my mom, her mom, and I'm getting a little bit of emotion, but it's truth.
It's good.
Good women.
Yes. I that trauma brings to mind visiting nursing homes. I've walked past so many rooms, didn't see the person, but they were laying in bed in there going, "Mom, Mom, where are you?" And how important mothers are.
Right.
It is touching.
Right.
So all the mothers out there, we wish you a happy Mother's Day, same with grandmothers as well. Hope you have a good day, and families that are out there, try to make it a good day for your mother.
Enjoy it, mothers.
Happy Mother's Day.